This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The World Bank finds that 90% of all countries that have at least one law discriminating against women. The U.S. is one of four countries without paid parental leave for new mothers. Russia bars them from certain jobs like driving a freight train. Iran, Qatar, and 16 other countries require a married woman to ask for her husband's permission to work. In France, women are prohibited from jobs requiring the lifting of more than 50 pounds, the average weight of a five-year-old, so they're unable to work for FedEx, for example. Allies of Bolivian President Evo Morales are already looking at ways to alter the Constitution so that he can run for a fourth term in 2020. In the private sector, nearly 44% of prime-age workers don't have access to a retirement plan for work. About 46% take part and 10% have access but do not participate. California, Illinois, and Oregon are setting up plans that would feature automatic payroll deductions, probably 3% for IRAs, with an opt-out provision. 18 bills have been introduced in 15 states in 2015, up from 10 bills in 7 states in 2013. Apple user groups have seen huge membership drops. MacNexus in Sacramento had 1,300 members in the late 1990s and now has 650. Arizona had 2,600 members and now has 70. Courts refused to issue an injunction to stop pilots from striking at Lufthansa, resulting in 1,000 flights being canceled by the German airline. The company says it will hire no new pilots under the current agreement. In a Harvard survey of corporate executives, more than one-third say wages and benefits will be lower 3 years from now, a bigger percentage than those saying they will rise. Over half believe inequality will be worse in a decade in the U.S., and almost half expect poverty to deepen. A quarter expect economic mobility to deteriorate further, and only 10% think it will improve. In surveys across three countries, Americans reported inviting 32% of their closest colleagues to their homes, compared to 66% in Poland and 71% in India. Americans have gone on vacation with 6% of co-workers versus 25% in Poland and 45% in India. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation, Movement, AMFM.